Exclusive: Vivek Ramaswamy to challenge GOP rivals to sign no to neocons pledge. By Nick Gilbertson on November 7, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is unveiling a no to neocons pledge that his fellow candidates will have to sign to serve in his administration if he wins the presidency, Breitbart News has learned. The pledge is comprised of three tenets, one requiring them to regard avoiding a third world war as a vital national objective, believing war is never a preference, only a necessity, and that the sole duty of U.S. policymakers is to U.S. citizens. Ramaswamy is set to roll out the pledge at his Stop World War III rally in Miami on Tuesday night. If you want 20 more years of endless wars that don't advance our interests, then I'm not your guy. But if you want to stay out of no-win wars and make America stronger at home, I know how to get that done, Ramaswamy said in a statement. This pledge is my commitment to the American people that I will lead true to these principles and hold all appointees in my administration to the same standard, he added. Ramaswamy's latest pledge comes the day before the third Republican presidential debate, where he will share the stage with former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, and Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Foreign policy is one of several areas in which the populist Ramaswamy differs from some of his rivals in the field, including Haley and Scott. Throughout the race for the nomination, Ramaswamy has been very outspoken against the war in Ukraine, saying he would not send another dollar to the country if elected. At the Republican-Jewish Coalition annual leadership summit in October, he suggested that Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas, Hezbollah, and other enemies, but that the United States should not be directly involved in Israel's defense, as Breitbart News noted. Related video: anti-woke presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. I would not give another dollar to Ukraine if elected president. Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak wrote. Ramaswamy said that the alliance between the U.S. and Israel was special, and that both had an interest in making sure Iran never obtained a nuclear weapon. But he added what he called a hard truth, saying that it was sheer lunacy for the U.S. to have had discussions about the transfer of nuclear technology to Iran's Sunni rival, Saudi Arabia. He was referring to talks, held with the approval of the Israeli government, to discuss potential peace and normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia. He added that Israel should feel free to dismiss the two-state solution after the recent Palestinian attack. But these are decisions for Israel to make, not America, he said. Citing founding Israeli Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion, he said that just as it was time for Israel to return to its founding premise of self-reliance, so, too, it was time for America to return to its own founding premise of staying out of international conflicts, citing George Washington's argument for American neutrality. Ramaswamy previously challenged his fellow candidates to an anti-woke policy pledge, as Breitbart News reported in February.